Well, the renewable energy industry is scratching its head about what a new energy policy might mean for its future. And it's worried that a renewed focus on coal and gas generation will slow the growth of renewables. David Cody has more.
Many in the renewable energy sector are dismayed that a key recommendation on energy policy from the government's own chief scientist has been scrapped. Kane Thornton is from the Clean Energy Council.
We're currently seeing record levels of investment in renewable energy in this country, and the clean energy target could have ensured that that continues for many years and indeed decades ahead. There's a lot of concern that we'll see stalling in investment in renewable energy ahead.
Why can't renewable energy technologies stand alone without specific policies promoting their use?
The energy sector is heavily regulated and indeed dominated by old coal-fired generation that was built indeed by taxpayers and governments around the country. And so for these reasons, we need long-term stable policy settings to ensure any new form of investment, let alone clean energy, which is now the cheapest.
Michael Gartner is the managing director of Photon Energy, which is building solar power plants in Australia and overseas. He says a clean energy target provides certainty around investments in the industry.
It just basically suggests that we're short-term thinkers and we're missing the point about the necessity to provide long-term contracts for infrastructure investments.
He warns policy uncertainty is making it more difficult to sign contracts.
What it means for us is that basically our growth is stifled and, you know, much slower than it would normally be. For society in general, it means that we're not meeting those targets and we're not building new energy infrastructure which would help to bring prices down and to help meet that clean energy future, which we're really, I believe, all aspiring to.
But not all people in the sector are wedded to a clean energy target. David Green is a partner with the Lion Group, which is building large solar and battery storage plants in South Australia and Victoria.
From our perspective, it's not that important to have a particular target. Solar energy is largely commercial. Now, we believe large-scale batteries are on the verge of commerciality as well. I think the need for ongoing subsidies is going to drop away quickly. Batteries can do with some government support, but what's particularly important is certainty in policy.
So what are you looking for from government and the opposition for that matter?
Well, we're looking for both parties to provide bipartisanship in energy policy. We need certainty for investment. We need to be able to transition to a new energy system with that certainty, but also with the speed at which is required to address emissions issues globally.
Phil Livingston is founder of Queensland-based renewable energy firm Redback Technologies. It uses software to coordinate energy storage and systems to reduce demand for power at peak times.
It doesn't seem to be an intelligent way of approaching the problem. What I would lend is a degree of caution to government to note that the commoditization of these technologies is not going to stop with an advocation for more fossil generation. They can fight the tide, but the reality is that the cost of these technologies continue to commoditize and reduce in cost and continue to provide greater value for consumers in being self-empowered and making their own energy choices. And companies like us, as well as several other companies in the market that are focused in this space, will continue to empower consumers accordingly.
Oliver Yates is the former head of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. He told ABC News the government's energy policy needs to be built around keeping global warming below 2 degrees.
So the policy at the moment as it stands, it appears to be far too low in its ambitions in relation to the climate change target. It takes no consideration of Australia's national carbon budget. Secondly, the way that this policy is currently framed, it appears that what the government's doing is they're trying to limit the electricity sector's obligation to reduce emissions to a smaller percentage than what is economically sensible. And this is an important point. So the government has an obligation to reduce carbon emissions. What it needs to do is determine which sector of the economy can reduce carbon emissions in the cheapest and most effective way.
And he says it's the energy sector that can offer the best and cheapest carbon emissions reductions.
David Cody reporting.